Blog Talk Radio.
Black sheep standing on my own truth. Mirror all at your dome like a mom booth. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey. Get the boys bring the salt. What the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen. They call me the trans over. Yeah, you know why. Hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with 2 cents and one boner. Listen, Mirror all. It's Vixen. Yeah. I'm the shit, girl multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name, don't wanna see me make it. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Call me Talibu, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross the board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple, laughing at you hoes. Packing when I travel, and I keep my wool seat like a wool collabo. Couple Mack trucks, nigga, all we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you.
Period. What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Member O. We also live on Gossip and Hip Hop. What's tea?
Hey, this is Skylar. What's going on?
Hey, Skylar. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Girl, you give a news forecast. So what's going on in your area? Yeah, I saw you was out and about with the public.
Exactly.
With the public, social distancing. Of course, you were social distancing.
Yes, I was.
But very bad, but it was cute.
I had a very nice day today. It was great. Hanging out with the hubby.
I just been kind of like quarantining for the weekend, you know, finally got a little time off, so I didn't really want to do too much. I did step out earlier. It was beautiful, and, you know, here we are, darling. But we have our special guest, a very special guest is on the line, Miss Alyssa. Hello, darling.
Yay!
Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, so.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Hi, Alyssa. This is Skylar.
Hi.
And it's your girl, Miss Member O. You know, we in a building.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what's the vibes? I know it's a little weird right now, but, you know, like if we could, well, it's kind of hard to put that to the side, but how are you feeling?
I'm staying busy working on new music, stuff that I've, like, been sitting on for, like, months now.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
Congrats. You
know, I notice a lot of artists, and not just music artists, all kinds of different artists, and people, period. I mean, I guess this time, like, this fourth kind of time to be home and be still, it's a lot of completion of projects and beginning of projects and all kinds of things. Like, even the little things you just really never could get to. We tend to have a lot more time now to get that done. So, you know, I definitely look forward to hearing this new music. So, last year, you were the winner of Effie a few awards, but one of the awards was the Wave Award winner 2019. Yes.
Congratulations.
It was actually
so
this year.
What did that feel like? Was it this year? Is it 2019? Wave,
yeah,
Award?
It was this year.
The
it
Wave
was,
Award.
I believe, in March.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you, did you win this award two times?
I won it twice and actually won two awards this time.
Okay, so I'm looking at, I guess, 19. Because I guess you won this award last year as well or something. I don't know. But, you know, you're very celebrated by your community down there in Florida. So how does that feel?
It feels great because sometimes you don't know if you're reaching people or people are listening to you because, you know, sometimes, like, trying to send a friend a link and they're just, like, they just brush it off. So it's like, I never knew, like, people were actually listening to me, but when it counted, they really did. So they step up and they voted for me. They enjoy what I'm doing. They enjoy me being me, and it just felt really great. I wasn't expecting to win both categories, but I was very shocked when I did.
Yeah, you have, you know, you're very talented, and you have a great personality. And, you know, of course
yes,
it shows, so
yeah.
People love you. Yeah, and you're very driven. You know, you're, like, out there doing what you have to do. You're in the studio. You're writing. You know, you're being a great artist, a great example of an artist. So it should be applauded. It should be celebrated, right? So I'm really excited that,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, I'm glad that they
there's
have
some
this
kind of
payoff. I wish they would do it other places for other artists that are around the world. I think that would be really great, especially for independent artists who are just, like, you know, trying to get a bone or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
So what kind of music inspires you? Because I hear a lot of pop music.
Yeah, me too.
Who is your inspirations, I guess, I'm trying to ask.
Okay, Taylor Swift is, like, my inspiration right now.
Oh my
As
God,
an
I
artist,
know Taylor
she's who
Swift.
I aspire
I
to be because she is so genuine. She works very hard. She is actually come out and more political, and she's, like, taking a stance on things that she is not going to tolerate anymore. And I feel like that's how I want to be. Like, that's how I want to be. I want to work hard. I want to help out when I'm able to, but I don't really have anything right now, so I can't. But I try to do what I can do. Like, I do, like, I host a benefit show called Open Your Eyes for HIV and AIDS Awareness, and I donate all proceeds to Metro Wellness.
And
I do that every year. So we're supposed to be doing that this year, but we may have to move that back now because, you know, everything going on.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah, so they definitely will be, hopefully that don't get pushed back. But that was one of the things
it
I wanted to
It probably will because it was coming up, but it's fine. We can work around that because actually the other time we had it, we had a hurricane. So we had to keep moving the date. So
wow.
It was so bad because, like, we didn't know that the hurricane was going to hit, and then it did. And then it's just, like, it was so many things. Like, you know what? You never – life interferes when you're making plans. So, I mean, you never know.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah.
So, because, like, when I hear you, like, I don't know, in my mind, when I think about this, I don't know why I think of Britney Spears. Like,
oh, yeah,
she's
another
Britney
one. I was actually going to get to her. And Madonna. Madonna and Britney Spears and Taylor Swift are kind of like.
I love Madonna. I love Madonna.
Yeah, like,
everyone
I'm
says
crazy.
I have that old school Madonna sound, and I'll take it because I love Madonna. When I was a little child, I was at my aunt's, and I was watching a concert series that she was watching on HBO, and I was like, I want to do that. Like, I wasn't just observing as an observer. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be on stage. I wanted to be singing. I wanted to be dancing. I wanted to do it all.
Yes.
Well,
and that is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to officially tell you, welcome to Skylar J's Public Relations Agency, and we are so excited about the future, you know, working with you.
Thank you. How you
moving, you know, and we are so excited, and we just adore you, you know. That's all I wanted to, you know, tell you.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
So what new music are you working on right now? You said you're, like, I guess, going into some old projects
you have? I have songs that I've
written
like years ago that I've been sitting on, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm feeling inspired, and I'm actually bringing them to light and taking me back to a time when I wrote that song. It's bringing back so much emotions and stuff, and I'm having fun with it.
Well, that's good.
I love
that's
it.
Good.
And I've been loving all the new records I've been hearing have been really dope.
Well, I have
a question,
Alyssa. What music are you listening to today? Well, who is your favorite artist that you listen to today?
I listen to LGBT independent artists, actually. On Spotify, we've created a playlist for LGBT independent artists, and we've like added we've actually added Miss Amira O to that playlist as well, and I enjoy her. She's so good.
Wow.
Like, so proud. Like, High C is like, I find myself singing that shit in the kitchen when I'm doing dishes. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Thank you. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I love your writing. I love your style. I love how you are you. It's a great package to have. Like,
thank you, and I love you as well. I think you're a great package. And we definitely want to get the listeners tuned in. So let's get into the first record. We are here on Gossip and Hip Hop. We have Alyssa in the building. Ms. Amira O,
yes,
Scholar J from Scholar J Public Relations Agency. What's the last part I'm missing?
Social Media Management Company.
Social Media Management Company. You know, I ain't got to rap for that, but we here. We got Alyssa. We're going to play Excuses. So we here saying, you know, the song is called Excuses. It's Excuses because it rhymes with your catch line. But we here, Gossip and Hip Hop. Alyssa Doll.
Play the game you never.
Yes, yes, that was Alyssa. Excuses.
Oh,
we
my God. Oh, my God. Alyssa, that song is hot. I was in here dancing and frolicking and all that.
It's very commercial.
Great job.
Like, I can hear that hook, like, in a playing in the background in certain movies.
Exactly.
Commercial.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Very different. But so what if
that would be
what
great.
Inspired that? Yeah, it's, for me, like, I can hear that playing, like, you know, in a movie.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they have a little music in the background at certain points in a movie.
Exactly.
Or,
exactly.
In commercials.
Put it in
and
the
stuff.
Universe.
I hear
put
it
in the universe.
Why not? You know, and you know,
exactly.
This is the
let's
first,
do it.
Like, you know, you're literally making, what is it called? Making a record right now because you're like the first pop artist on Gossip Hip Hop. And 2 weeks ago, we had a reggaeton artist on. Shout out to La Monica. So it's like really cool to kind of have different vibes of music on.
Yeah, branch out.
I appreciate it. Wow, that's
R&B.
So awesome.
Yeah, because you're the doll. So, like,
exactly.
What, of course, you said that you named the artist that inspired you, but when did you actually start, like, making music and, you know, actually physically making music and going to studio? And
physically making music was with Izzy, actually.
Shout out to Izzy. Izzy Starr's darling in the building. Period.
Yes.
He actually did the mix and the master for Excuses.
I didn't know that was your first, Izzy was the first person you worked with in the business. That's over.
Yes,
and
yeah.
That. So
we worked on some stuff, but now. Yeah.
Like,
he's actually
right
helped me. Like, he's very sweet and.
I think that's amazing because, like, when I first started making music, it literally started with just me and a voice recorder. And then eventually my brother put, like, the music program on a laptop, and we started doing the records at home. And it was, like, probably 5 years before going to a studio and stuff. So for you to come in and, like, straight up write the Izzy Starrs, that's big right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Period.
I was young. I was, like, naive, I guess. Like, I didn't know what was going on, so I kind of just followed his direction.
And he has a great direction. So one.
Yeah, he does.
Right,
he has some really great ideas, and he just, like, opens you up to a whole nother perspective. Like, it's mind-blowing, really.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very visual, and at the same time, like, he has so many different sides to him when it comes to his style. So, like, nothing looks the same. Like, he could work for, like, a million artists.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody will have their own different thing, like, and
the many shades of Izzy Starrs.
That artist, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, one thing I know about Alyssa, you are big on Pride, doing Pride events, performing, having shows. And
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the things. So how are you feeling now with this whole COVID-19 and, you know, a lot of prides are coming up. I think we already missed a pride that I'm not sure if it was Chicago or Philly or somebody's pride was like
last
week.
Yeah, we actually were supposed to have Tampa Pride March 28th, but we wound up doing a virtual one instead, which was a lot of fun. We did it via Facebook Live. So entertainers got to perform.
I didn't know that was actually a part of actually a pride.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. Y'all did
an amazing job, I must say.
That's dope. It was a lot of fun, and it was great to have an outlet to do that because technology has come so far. So before, like, we wouldn't have been able to do this. It would have been just like it was canceled. There's nothing we can do about it. But
exactly.
All these platforms and social media, we have ways of communicating, but keeping self-distance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or distancing
exactly.
ourselves, I should say. Yeah.
No.
I trip on my words sometimes.
You have a right.
I laugh at myself, so.
You have this record called Satisfaction. So
yes.
Elaborate more on that song, on that record.
I had so much fun doing this song because I was writing all these, like, sad, low, angry, like, all these different songs. And I was just like, you know what? I need a change. And I was, like, surfing, and I found this beat that I loved. And I leased it, and the words just kind of came to me. Like, when I heard the song, it was, like, satisfaction. Like, this song has, like, satisfaction written all over it. And then I just started writing it, and it just came to me, and it was just, like, I wanted to make it very fun, very bubbly, very Britney, very Taylor, very just fun.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, like, exactly that, because I always think Britney Spears, and Britney is, like, really, I guess I would say, one of my top artists, like, as far as, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I love Britney. Like, I love Britney.
Yeah, I think I like, I mean, even when she was on Oops, I Did It Again, and that was my shit. So,
Yeah, her last album.
I really got in when she started doing the sexy bad girl thing. That's really when it was for me.
But her last album, Glory, is nice. Glory, that album is very nice, too.
Oh, it was one of my favorites, and I was so upset that it was not even, like, it didn't get the recognition it should have.
It was a great album. Her voice was amazing. She, like, it was totally amazing, and it was different from any Britney music I heard. Like, it was
I loved it
chill,
so much.
That's probably why.
Jesus was actually inspired by Britney from her Femme Fatale era.
No, that's my favorite, too. That's my favorite era, too. Yes.
That kind of goes to my next thing, is, like, is there going to be, like, a Alyssa moment when you go into that, like, you know, sexual bad girl era?
Oh, yes. I'm working on a revise for my song called My Boo Nana.
That record is dope. I remember that record. Like, didn't you put that up?
I'm revising a lot of my older tracks because I want to bring them to where I am now. And since I know I've developed and I know where my voice is and where the music should be, what key works for me for each song. So that's what I'm working on right now. It's going to have like 27 songs all together.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Definitely. And the whole campaign that comes with it and everything. And of course, Skylar J will be right in the corner. So that's going to be dope. So,
yes, we'll get it out to the people and stuff.
Period. We're going to take a quick break, but we are here with Alyssa on Gossip and Hip Hop. When we get back, we're going to close out with you giving all your social media handles and all the things. But we'll be back here, Gossip and Hip Hop. Let's go.
Skylar J, do.
What's it gonna take for them to notice me? Does he stir up a controversy?
Respect, 'cause damn it, you're sexy. When I get to know me, we can.
Yes, that was Satisfaction by Alyssa.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
That was a nice little bobby.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, that beat is nice.
I'm
really
here
cool
for
beat.
It. I'm here for it. God damn it.
It's very, like, I guess, I just want to get on my skates and just, you know, hit
me
it.
Me too.
Oh, my God. The reason you say that, like, I have a vision of doing a music video in a skating rink. I had a dream about it.
Yes.
So you to say that is mind-blowing.
This is
mind
song.
Blowing.
This is,
yeah,
song.
It
this
to
is
be.
The song
that
go right with it.
Yeah,
with
that beat right there is really nice.
Yeah.
I could see you definitely tuning up the vocals a little bit, but that could be a really big record. I think
yeah.
that's dope. So what inspired that song?
Just being in a funk and wanting something different.
No, that's the song I asked you about before. I'm skipping, like, going over myself. Man. You answered that question
to the
before
next
we
one.
Played the song.
Okay.
Ain't that a mess? Make sure we record that for the blooper. But that record is a banger.
Yeah,
like, that record is bangy. Yeah, I love
yes,
that,
it
that vibe it gives. It gives. It makes you want to smoke weed and just really just, you know, kick back
yes,
and some really good food.
Yes.
Yes. Like, it really has that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
What's next for Alyssa? You say you're working on your new music and everything. You got your project you're revamping. Any music videos you're expecting or next shows coming up?
Right now, everything is on hold because, you know, of COVID-19 and...
Miss Nora? Oh, go ahead.
But, yeah, it's everything is on hold right now. There is so much I want to do, but I'm kind of limited right now.
Mm-hmm.
I keep pausing.
So everything
I
is...
cut you off.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I'm trying to do that
everything.
So I don't cut you off either. I'm like, oop.
Everything is exactly, I didn't want to go in, but you're exactly right. Everything is like pause, break, nothing's moving, no photography,
yes.
no videography, no painting,
yes,
no
I
want to
get back to work. I
want to
get back out working.
It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the worst part, of course, is people losing their lives. That's the worst part. But
yeah,
it trickles right on down from there, you know, and it's not
yeah.
going to affect everybody.
People
so.
Are like, oh, well, the number is so low compared to other countries, but those are human lives.
No, we're
those
the
are human lives
exactly.
that are being taken.
Oh, yeah. And we have
yeah,
the highest
I know
numbers
here.
Now. Our numbers just surpassed Italy today. So we have the highest numbers. And I think that's a big issue with people are misinformed. Because, of course, there's always
yeah.
a lot of rumors and people just, you know, randomly talking, table talk, and people
mm-hmm.
really taking it as
yeah.
advice and spreading
yeah.
it on and gossip. Well, gossip is
well,
here in, we don't like that kind of
well,
gossip.
Well, yeah, well, here in D.C., it's a, they said it's a few deaths. Like, it's like maybe 33 deaths and something. And
mm.
some, and they were talking about mm. a lot of people is recovering, but it's just like, especially New York. Like, New York is... Oh, my God, it's mind-blowing. Like, what is happening? So you know what? Do you remember that episode of Pose when they went to the burial site with the unknown bodies and stuff?
Yeah.
On Pose? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And now, exactly. So now it seems like this is what they're doing to all the unknown bodies. And putting them in the little minefield thing. Like, I saw that article the other day. I almost like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Yeah, they're
so overwhelmed. They don't have room. It's yeah,
man.
It's devastating.
Mm-hmm. Potter's Field is where a lot of HIV and AIDS victims who passed away and families were, you know, bodies were unclaimed.
Yeah.
That's where Potter's Field kind of began. And, you know, even when I seen the news clip that they were putting bodies from COVID-19 in Potter's Field, it's always such a sensitive subject, even
yeah,
just to
is.
Bring up the name, because, you know, it's a very sad place, you know, of bodies
yeah,
of humans, of people
yeah.
who haven't been,
I just can't
no
believe
family
we're
or friends.
Dealing with this right now, it's like, it's unreal.
Yeah.
It really is. I think for
oh my
me,
God,
like,
I'm getting
you know,
sad.
Well, see, I'm such a comedian,
I know, I'm trying to,
like, so,
like, upbeat it a little bit, but I'm
like, nothing, like, nothing is really, like, funny, but for me, that's how I, that's, like, my process.
You have
is,
to. I mean,
you know,
if you're not doing that, you're crying,
things,
and you
then.
Don't want to cry.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it's a whole mess.
Nah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, when it comes to, like, the financial situations, like, I feel like at least, I mean, we already go through financial situations, but at least at this kind of level, we're kind of going through it together in a way. So it's like, you
exactly.
know, you're not getting your nails done, you're not getting your nails done, you're not getting your nails done. So we just home.
Or your hair done,
yeah.
or going to get your chemical peels, or your microdermabrasions that I love.
Or
oh,
your laser.
God.
The girls can't get laser.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess. We going through the summer. It's giving shadow. It's like, what's really happening?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
well, Alyssa, we thank you so much for coming on. But before you go, we want to definitely make sure you let all the listeners know where to find your music, where to find you on social media.
Exactly.
I'm on all the major digital outlets and streaming services. It's Alyssa Reestablished is the name of the album. On Twitter, at AlyssaPop85. Yeah, at AlyssaPop85. Instagram is Alyssa_official_Alyssa_TG. And that's also what I am on Facebook for my artist page.
Yes.
Perfect.
And then I'm on Snapchat too, because, you know, Snapchat is happening. So it's Alyssa_Bish28.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Snapchat.
What were you saying, Stella?
I was saying that I'm super excited to hear more from you and see you on stage, even though I can't see you visually, but I can't wait to have more content, more digital content, so we can get out, you know, get out to all the social media platforms. And I just wanted to say congratulations. And one
Thank
day,
you.
Maybe we'll meet. You know what I mean? You never know.
Very true.
Period.
And we thank you so much
wait
for coming
down to Florida because I need to see my Izzy. I haven't seen Izzy in years now. It's just ridiculous. And I would love to see my Alyssa. And there's so many talented artists down there in Tampa and all the different parts of Florida and, of course, all the different parts of the world. But
I love Florida, too. I've never been.
You know. Yeah, I cannot wait. Girl, we have to go with the big hats. And I want to be a big
queen. I know.
The
big Jackie O.
Glasses. Yes, I want to carry the boat. And, you know, it'll be a good thing. But we definitely thank you so much for coming on, and we wish you all the best.
Thank
Please
you so
safe.
Very much to both of you.
You're welcome.
And, of course, keep us updated with all your new music and new releases. And we're always here to support it. And, you know.
And your podcast,
thank you. And you guys stay safe as well.
And just wanted to let you know you're definitely part of the family.
Oh, always. She's always been family. Mm-hmm. But you're the Scala J, you know.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
And it's all about support. You know, if some people don't get it, fuck them. You know. Okay, right? You know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, I'm pushing all my support. We're pushing supporting you and all this kind of stuff. And whoever don't like it, get your own business and do your own thing and stop worrying about what mama doing over here.
Okay, thank you. I love mess. But thank you so much, Alyssa. We will talk to you
thank
next time.
Thank you.
Though.
Thank you.
Have a great night, y'all.
You too.
Too.
Smooches.
Smooches.
I'm always on your mind, ooh.
Yes, yes. That was a little bop. I liked it. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
What's going on, Scala? You know, we
nothing.
We just trying to make it. We just trying to make it.
We just trying to make it. Yes. Oh, my God. This song is so great for this moment that's going
giving.
On with Corona. Definitely.
Yes, you know, but I don't know. I think because right now, like, our area is supposed to be, like, at the height. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm really just trying to have good spirits that this is going to be next 30 days, we're going to be looking a lot better than we are now. Like, I'm really hoping that's
yeah,
the case.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, you know,
yeah,
let me tell you
it
something.
It is what it is.
If you, we got God on our side, and we got whoever,
yeah.
the spirit, the energy, whoever you relate
in
to
the
as far as your spiritual guidance, you know, you just got to keep pressing on and do the right thing.
Exactly, darling. But, before we go, so, yeah, I haven't really got into the story too much, but Grayson has actually let me know this information, like, last week, but now I guess it's more intense with the whole, here I am. I'm a whole mess. Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, my God,
Floyd
I saw that. Mayweather.
Hold up.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. His daughter, like, stabbed
this.
Some girl, and
yes.
it's crazy.
Over
so now they're talking about she's...
Board.
Oh, Lord. They are talking about
they giving
this girl 99 years. That she's facing 99 years, so it's a whole mess.
I know, that's
I mean,
a long time.
Oh, my gosh. And these girls are so young. Like, what in the world
I know, right?
is going on?
Fighting over a man.
I mean,
fighting over a nigga that don't even care nothing about you. Like, if he did, he wouldn't put you in that type of situation. I'm just saying, like, y'all, listen up, young girls. If y'all listening, stop. These niggas are petty. They like to see two women fight each other and all that while they sit back and feel like they the man and beating on their chest. Some of y'all niggas are late and tired, and y'all need a condo dropped on y'all.
Not a condo. We dropping
yes.
condos, houses, and Ferraris.
Yes, apartment buildings, and you know.
But on the political side of things, what do you think of Bernie Sanders dropping out of the political race for president
you know
of the United States
honest,
of America?
To be honest, I was rooting for Bernie Sanders because, I was waiting on my voter registration card for almost 3 or 4 years. It took forever to come.
Oh, my God.
Because of the addresses, you know, me moving, and it was a whole thing. So I finally got my card, you know, to vote. And I was going to vote. I wanted to vote for Bernie, but he didn't make it. And I don't know about Biden. I mean, I don't know. I never really have an opinion of him, but I don't know. It's just like, I think Trump's going to win. I think he's going to win. And I'm not a Trump supporter. Let me get that straight. But I just think he's going to win. I just really do.
Well, I want to believe in a higher being that our moment of the Trump nation has come to an end.
Yes, girl. You better
we
be
need
like
to get
candles.
Out of the office. We need
yes.
him out. So let's just really conjure up the spirit.
Yes,
so
all my spirit
just,
girls,
you
we
know,
need to conjure up good. And, you know,
we need to get this thing removed. She needs to be removed.
Okay.
Miss Wig, she needs
Why
to go
Wig?
To pay.
Why Miss Powerpuff?
Oh, my heart, child.
We going down, honey.
Oh, child, it's a
And
whole
I'm not
mess.
Talking about going down
here.
On a man, either.
You know it goes down on Gossip and Hip Hop, as always.
Oh, yeah,
girl.
We crazy.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean,
so let's see what else
next?
Is going
what's
on. You know, okay, so I'm super excited when I go to my IG page, and it's so exciting to see some of your favorite artists or your favorite entertainer engaging with some of their fans on IG. I think it's dope, and I think it's, you know, I think it's cute. I think, you know.
Of course.
You know, because you have
they ain't
to.
Got
let me tell
else
you something. What? Well, that's true.
They
that's one of the reasons,
do.
But.
And they trying to make sure they hold tight to them fan bases because, you know, right now, a lot of people, they not touring. They're not doing nothing. So it's a
whole
thing.
Exactly. That's true. But I keep telling everybody in the promotional world, you know, to all my independent artists and business artists, I mean business entrepreneurs, y'all definitely have to get your business out there. Y'all have to focus and y'all have to get your content out daily. It's very important for that, because if you don't have that out, nobody knows who the hell you are. You know what I mean?
Consistency.
I'm just saying.
Over and over and over and over again, okay?
Yeah.
Like, oh, but see, okay, so this is my whole thing, right? Like I say, a lot of the artists, so a lot of artists are not performing. A lot of artists are not, of course, touring. But what the hell's up with the music? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure people are all working on music right now. It better be fire-ass records coming out after Corona. Because y'all niggas, I keep calling it Corona. That's right? Right?
Corona. Yeah, it's Corona, but it's called, what's the intelligent world, how they use it, COVID-19.
COVID-19.
That's the proper word you're supposed to use.
Yeah, but I don't know why when I say Corona, I feel like I'm saying it wrong. But, you know, I feel like
every time I say Corona, I want me a beer.
Records.
I want me a Corona beer. It's like,
well, you can go ahead and put a piece of lime up in there. And every time I think of beer,
yes, honey,
I
love Corona beer. It's
I don't know
so
why
good.
I think of like beer and crabs like kind of go together. Like beer and crabs is like
does.
Chocolate and peanut butter, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
So, you
correct.
Know. But definitely sending our prayers out to everyone affected by COVID-19.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I just want to shout out Street Smart Radio, Grayson, you know. Well, who else? Ghost Project.
Period.
Who else? Of course, Alyssa.
Of course,
Ruby
Royal.
Ruby Royal Entertainment. Mr. Gorilla
Entertainment. Yeah, Ruby Royal Entertainment.
And Kimberly Cavalli. Also with her.
Kimberly Cavalli in the building. Definitely
yes.
Shout out to Ruby Ray. Well, it's girl, we're
exactly.
going on naming.
Oh, yeah. Big shameless plugging. This shameless plug Saturday.
Period. You know, why not?
Okay.
but it was cute or whatever.
So,
it definitely was.
Well, let me ask you something real quick. So how have you been through all this?
I've been doing well. Like, I definitely can't complain because I know it's a lot of people who are really in some rough situations and, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I've just been taking a day at a time, and it all comes together the way it's supposed to, so, you know.
Well, let me tell you something.
That's
Mama
it.
Been
yeah.
over here. I've been over here doing yoga for the past about two or three weeks.
Period.
So I can see my
three
body
weeks.
Transforming. Yeah. Like, I can feel my peace.
Go
like, I can just, like, I'm feeling a peace among me that I'm not going to allow nobody to get me upset, so... You know, I feel good about the whole yoga thing because I've never tried yoga. So if you've never tried yoga, you should try it, you know.
Definitely. It's definitely a way
to get
together physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah, and let go all the negativity. It's all about your breathing and letting go baggage and negativity that I have in my mind sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm not good enough. Am I doing well with my business or with my clients? Like, I have all of these things in my head that I think about, and that's just the devil trying to, you know, play me. But I'm not going to let him play me like that.
At all. I mean, I think everybody has those moments. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's only human, I guess. But we
exactly.
thank everybody for tuning in.
Thank
to
you.
Gossip and Hip Hop on Street Smart Radio. Make sure y'all download Radio King, the Radio King app. You can check us out there, Street Smart Radio. We'll be streaming there. We have, of course, Blog Talk. That's where you can hear us every – actually, we have so many shows now. You can hear us pretty much a couple times a week at least, you know. So tune in, call in. All you artists out there that want interviews or want your music played, contact us. That's it.
Yeah,
you know.
We here. We here. We love y'all. Smooches.
Also with that fire, boy.
Uh-huh. Listen to bro. Oh. Let's go.
Where my bad ass bitches to support.
peak. I'ma tell you right now, nigga, pussy ain't free. Hey, boy, with the bag, fill it, baby, up. Cash in the suitcase, put it in the truck. Lounge by the swimming pool, top off next. I'm a girl, top notch, damn well respected. Boom, boss rejected, you ain't got no paper. If your man broke, holding, y'all need to break up. Get up out your feelings, hop up in the bag, girl, you got the juice box, bitch, get that nigga mad. Top you a new car, paper tag, running through Neiman's, stuck up your flag. Posting a new shoe, flex up the jazz, say he wanna play, hey, so I'm pippin' on that ass. Come here, walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Where my badass bitches to the front, cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want the high seats, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that high C, niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now, put that mirror in a IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. Love the way I ride it, riding on that pony. Got you all excited, juicy got you moaning. In it in the morning, juicy make you wake up. Get you in the shower, juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner